Our last story today, should we be paying more tax on alcohol to pay for the rehab of problem drinkers? This is an idea floated by the think tank, the Centre for Social Justice. They're calling for what they're saying is a treatment tax. It would see 1p per unit of alcohol added onto your drink purchased outside pubs, 2p by 2024. It could mean about 18p added to the price of a bottle of wine after 2024. Chris Ryder, the commentator, the journalist Emma Wolfe with us this morning. So Chris, pay extra tax and it'll be a treatment tax that'll help people that are messed up with alcohol. What do you think?
I think it's a bad idea. It's nothing to do with the abuse of alcohol. The National Health Service is free at the point of use to everybody. And it would be a great mistake if we ever lost that principle. And you can't start a cherry-picking exercise to say that because drinkers or because drug takers or because sports people or people who have accidents in cars are not entitled to anything unless they pay for it. The best thing that could happen is that the National Health Service budget is ring-fenced away from government expenditure and that there is a proper National Health Insurance Fund which would be used to offset all the costs of the NHS and ensure that by the change of that budget up and down that it's always adequate to meet the needs of the community.
Emma?
That should lead to a counter reduction in an income tax because the health service budget would be taken out of that and ring-fenced in an entirely separate category.
Emma?
I'm afraid the principle is simple. Basically, if you cause the harm, then you pay the bill. And really, with the best will in the world, the NHS just doesn't have the funding to treat all of these lifestyle-related diseases such as alcohol, excessive alcohol abuse, smoking, obesity. We don't have the money. Everything else is, we've had swingeing cuts across the NHS, across the welfare state. And I'm afraid the fact is, if I look after myself, if I look after my health, and then I need treatment for cancer or something like that, surely I'm more deserving than someone who has abused alcohol all their life. I totally understand that alcoholism is an addiction. But it does make sense that people who are responsible for their alcoholism will be responsible and paying for their rehabilitation.
I don't think it's right that the state should act as a guarantor or indeed as a referee over people's behaviour and people's lifestyles. That is a human right to live the life that one wishes, that one fulfils one.
Yeah, absolutely, but then you pay for the consequences.
And the state has to pick up the tab. It's as simple as that. The health service was conceived as being free for everyone, regardless of background, at the point of use. And we must keep that principle. It's a very valuable and important one. And
but what if we can't afford it anymore? Look at the way that you look at the population.
It's an insurance fund.
It's not actually a lot of money. As Stephen said, it's a penny or 2p on a unit up to 2024. That's about 18 pence on a bottle of wine. It's not actually a huge amount. If you're a problem drinker, then obviously it's going to be more. So in actual fact, it's a small amount for everybody to pay extra.
But why not?
We need, it'll raise about 520 million by 2024, and we need that money.
Money on someone who plays in sport, because they actually consciously risk their health and safety by engaging in dangerous sports. It's a very dangerous principle. It's a very strange principle, and it really has no place in the health service.
Okay, well, it's either that we tax it now at the source, or we end up with a system which is, you know, inimical to the NHS, which is the user pays. So when you need your medical treatment for cirrhosis or whatever it is, then you pay for it. And the thing is, we need education, we need awareness, but we also need this treatment. Because if you look into the details, it's about abstinence, it's about tough love, it's about sanctions. It's also other things like charge cards for parents, so they can't buy booze with their benefits. I'm sorry, but that's right.
Oh, this is going to be just a big brother state. If people like you get their
way. It's not. It's about people taking responsibility.
It's not. It's about people expecting to get something for nothing. And if we want a decent health service, then people have got to pay for it. Everybody has got to pay for it. You can't single out the
cost. It's not a lot of money, though. It's not a lot of money, and it would raise a huge amount of much-needed funds.
Yeah, of course the health service needs funds, but the way to do it is to create a National Health Insurance Fund, ensure that the rate of tax that is levied covers the needs of the NHS and that the NHS is not suffering, is not exposed to all the ups and downs and budgetary pressures, for example, with the ambulances that we heard about earlier on the programme.
Okay. So
it requires that.
So when you choose to drink vast amounts of alcohol, okay, why are you not responsible for that?
All right, listen, Chris
and
Emma.
Smokers, people like that, it's absolutely wrong and ineffective.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much indeed.